Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll happen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, over 2,800 yearling heifers, and almost 22,000 wean calves. If you'd like to know when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle trade remains inactive with bids and asking prices not likely until near midweek or so. Although some light interest may trickle into the market today, both sides seem to be in little hurry to press the issue of cash cattle trade with yesterday's weakness in live cattle futures, and that created some uncertainty as to the short-term direction of the market. Last week's five-area weekly average price moved to $110.27. This is a 70-cent gain from the previous week, and as expected, continues the slow but steady upward shift higher in cash cattle prices. Active follow-through gains developing yesterday in nearby hog futures. That helped to set the overall tone for further market support across the entire complex. December and January futures broke through resistance levels set in early November, setting November highs just before the end of the month. This recent move higher, combined with the essentially unchecked rally off market lows, is helping to build even more trade momentum through the entire complex. Now on the grains, firmer trade across the three wheat exchanges following the disastrous trade witnessed yesterday. Wheat contracts followed up the 8 to 14 cent gains from last Friday with 17 to 21 cent losses yesterday, more than wiping out any gains from last week and keeping downtrends firmly in place. Kansas City still has the least bad chart picture of the three contracts, but is just 10 cents away from breaking out of its consolidated pattern to the downside. Higher corn prices overnight as contracts attempt to claw back a shred of the heavy selling witnessed Monday. From a chart perspective, Monday's session was about as bad as it could be, with the March contract trading to new contract highs but closing below Friday's settlement. This produced what's known as a key reversal and is a clear rejection of new highs given the lack of follow-through. And mostly firmer trade across the complex overnight on the soy, with gains led by soybean oil as bulls run into their own technical issues here as well. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
December live cattle down 45 cents, 110.17. February down 37 yesterday, 112.87. January feeder cattle up 122, 141.05. March up 97 cents yesterday, 139.97. December hogs up $1.70, 67.57. Kansas City wheat, December down 15 3 quarters, 545 and 3 quarters. March up 2.5, 549 and a half. Chicago wheat, December was up a half, 580 and 3 quarters. And March up 2.25, 587 and a quarter. December corn up 1.5. 421 and a quarter. March up 1 cent, 427. January soybeans up 1 3/4, 1170 and a quarter. And the March was up 1 3/4, 1171 and a quarter. December cotton down 109, 7059. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.